time the church. And sometimes he makes you confused in your wudu. People sometimes they start. Wudu is supposed to be a key to salat, not an objective in itself. To make you prepared to read salat. Sometimes a person is making wudu, namaz is gone, he's still making wudu. Subhanallah. This is shaitan confusing you in your good deeds. Don't get confused. In the time of Umar radiallahu anhu, they were going once on a journey. And they were passed by a water. And Umar said, make wudu. One sahabi said, oh Umar, how can we make wudu here? The animals had relieved themselves in, the water has become dirty. So Umar was sahih in iman. So Umar said, did you see the animals doing that? He said, no, we didn't see. He said, go and make wudu. What you're making unnecessary doubts. This doubt, you know, sometimes the chicken is upside down, maybe right, left, I don't know which way it is. All shaitan's doubts when there is no reason for us to doubt. Be as it may, this is shaitan to create doubts where doubts do not exist. So this is the different ways with regard to shaitan. Among the other things that shaitan does is, he has an army. He has an army of how he deeds. Therefore, as Umar radiallahu anhu had said, the children of shaitan are many. And some of them are Zalitun, Wathin, Laqus, Rawan, Haffaf. I will just give you two or three things. He said, Al-Musawwit spreads false and dangerous rumors amongst people which creates arguments and evils. Shaitan's army, one only doing this. So whenever there is a rumor, he adds to that rumor. He adds to that rumor to create more strife. Dasim enters home, especially when the head of the house, the husband, and see how our responsibility, brothers, enters the house without uttering salam and without taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he causes conflict between husband and wife. Right? And Walhan's duty is to distract men when carrying out ablution and wavers his intent when he's performing salat. So there are 9 types of different small shaitan who leads us in different ways astray. Then another aspect with regard to shaitan, how we must lead people through the means of nudity and shamelessness. Ya bani Adam, la yaftinannakumu shaitan. Allah says, O human being, don't let shaitan mislead you. Kama akharaja abawaykum min al-jannati yanziu anhuma libasahuma. By taking Adam alayhi salatu wasalam away from Jannat, by making him take off his clothes. Today, one of the greatest ways of misleading of people has been through the means of nudity and shamelessness. How much trials, temptation, how much fitna comes out of it, we are aware of it. I can't give you all the examples. I'm just sort of going through some of the aspects. Another thing which Allah says about shaitan, وَزَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ عَمَالَهُمْ فَصَدَّهُمْ عَنِ السَّبِيلِ فَهُمْ لَا يَحْتَرُونَ. Allah says, shaitan adorns good bad deeds. Shaitan adorns and give good names. And he hides the reality. So when Adam alayhi salam was in Jannat, Allah Ta'ala told him, don't eat this tree. What did shaitan do? Shaitan went to Adam alayhi salam and said, you know why Allah doesn't want you to eat this tree? Shajaratil Khuld. So what a name. Allah says it's forbidden. What shaitan said? Shajaratil Khuld. Oh Adam, if you eat it, you will never die. You eat it, you will never die. So when a person got everything good, what is his fear? That this thing mustn't be taken away from him. He played on the weakness of human beings, knowing the psychology, and he told Adam alayhi salam, Shajaratil Khuld. You will never die. Therefore Allah Ta'ala doesn't want you to eat it. Go and eat it. Now look at how shaitan, how he says nudity is progress. How he says parda is being backward. Look at how shaitan, all of this. He doesn't tell you about the harms of alcohol, but you see the adverts of alcohol. Until you don't drink it, you're not happy. Until you don't, you see a person drinking alcohol and he's with his friends and his family and he's happy. What they don't show you is how a person is with bloodshot eyes, how he can't speak, how he can't think, how when he drives he causes accidents. That portion is not there. But what he showed you, when you drink alcohol, you will be happy. It will open up your taste. It will do this, it will do that. When you don't take interest, you are losing out. So shaitan zayyana lahumu shaitan wa amalahum. He creates a situation with regard to giving bad deeds a good name and adorning it. And among the other aspects with regard to shaitan, many other aspects, I will just now come now to the aspect of how do we save ourselves from shaitan. One of the aspects of shaitan is that he loves making people fight. إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ الشَّيْطَانَ أَيُّقِيَ بَيْنَكُمُ الْعَدَاوَةَ وَالْبَغْضَةَ. Allah says in the Quran, 7th Supara, that shaitan through the means of gambling and alcohol wants people to fight. And today shaitan is working overtime in that. And maybe perhaps he doesn't even have to work. We just find reasons to fight. They say a person when he's in his home and he's a father of more than 2 children, together with being a father, he's a referee. He's been a referee because every time the children are fighting, he's got to be a referee. Today everyone just seems to be